If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and let's get started with Name This Tune. Oh, you think that's easy? You think you can name that tune? Well, don't call. There's no prize. But we'll find out if you're right after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There has never been a better time for you to find happiness and put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how. Take a test drive at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Because I'm happy. Thank you, Pharrell. Hundreds of Chicagoans were feeling happy, both in spirit and in belly, after last Friday night's event at Rockwell on the River. They donated thousands of dollars to Taste of the Nation for No Kid Hungry to support ending childhood hunger. This guy was there.
Hi, I'm Joe Flab. I am the chef owner of Rosemary Il Carciofo in Boulevard Steakhouse.
Joe was one of dozens of Chicago's best chefs who brought their A-games to the event.
Because I've seen firsthand what the work does. You know, one of the things they do is just provide free breakfast. And as simple as that sounds, these kids, how they started their day was just sitting down and having a meal together. Like they just sat at tables and had, you know, Cheerios and milk and a banana. And it's not, you know, one or two kids who are on this program, but it's everybody doing it. Everyone being able to do it together, of being able to provide this completely necessary essential service for kids who have food insecurity to be able to start their day, be able to learn, and not having to worry about, man, I can't wait till lunch because like I didn't need to start the day. There was no food in the home I came from or whatever it is. And also not being isolated out for that.
If you're one of us who missed out on the big event, you can still donate to nokidhungry.org. Nokidhungry.org, where your dollars go a long way.
You know, for every dollar they raise, that's 10 meals they put into a school. So for me, it's an easy, you know, after I had that experience where it was an always yes for me. You know, yeah, there's a lot of these events that do a lot of different things. But for me, this one felt like so essential. And I think, you know, as chefs, as restaurant people, you know, we only survive if the community supports us, right? So I think there's a debt on us as well that we have a responsibility to support our communities.
Tell me your story. What made you decide to get into this business?
You know, I got into this business when I was probably 15, 16 years old, just working at a, you know, bar and grill out in the southwest suburbs for a friend of mine's dad. And I fell in love with it right away. I fell in love with restaurants right away. And it was something that, you know, I strayed away from a little bit, but I always wanted to get back to. And, you know, I was fortunate enough. I went to culinary school in Chicago. And a week after I started culinary school, got to start working for Art Smith and have spent the last 19 years in this city just building my career. And, you know, got to work with and for just a lot of tremendous people that just kept, you know, growing my love and interest in this.
Well, it's a tough business, as you know. What's the state of the restaurant business now in Chicago?
You know, it's tough. You know, it's we're in a great city. We have, you know, great customers coming out every night, but it's a tough business between, you know, everything going on in the world and tariffs and God knows what's next. But, you know, luckily, it's also a very tight-knit industry here. So it's, you know, we work really hard to support each other and try to have each other's backs in it. And, you know, with a belief that like there's enough room for all of us and we can succeed. So as much as like, you know, it ebbs and flows and I feel like the restaurant industry is one of those where when things change, whether it's, you know, politically, socially, or even just weather wise, we're kind of the tip of the spear sometimes and we're going to get hit by it. You know, if it's a snowstorm, our business is going to be affected immediately. Right. And kind of anything else going on in the world. So we have a thick skin with it and we have flexibility and, you know, toughness that you have to have built in. And, you know, we're fortunate to have a great community and industry in this city that, you know, we have each other backs and, you know, try to make sure that we all, you know, work together to make it happen.
Joe Flam, one of the many award-winning Chicago chefs who cooked up a lot of help for No Kid Hungry. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.